Hey everybody, it's Brendan, your host and best buddy in the whole wide world. Just wanted to give you a little heads up before this episode starts. The beginning part-ish, you know, the cold open and stuff, is full of a lot of referential holiday-themed humor because we recorded this episode in early December. But nobody was really able to edit it, and so it just kind of sat on the shelf for a while until we sort of got around to having the time to dust it off and put it on the feed. Still a really funny episode. We have our first user sent in question. If you want to send us other questions, you can of course email us at twistedmugmedia@gmail.com. We would appreciate any and all questions you have for us, and we might answer them on the show. But it's a really fun episode, so we still wanted you guys to hear it. Have some really fun characters that come in towards the last half of the show. And of course a round of BuzzFeed or Brendan. But I just wanted to put this at the beginning of the show as a little disclaimer of why we are talking about the Grinch and Starbucks holiday drinks and all of these things in the first couple minutes. So hope you're doing well, staying safe, and I will see you in just a few minutes. Enjoy the episode.
Jingle my bells and tingle my balls. It's beginning to look a lot like Chris's piss. That's right, the piss of Christopher. Welcome to Stop, Wait, What? That has to be our longest cold open ever.
It's beginning to look a lot like Pissmas.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. Well, welcome back to Stop, Wait, What? A comedy advice show here on the Twisted Mug Media Network. I, of course, am your host, Brendan.
I am Logan.
And I am Nolan.
And we're back with our first, like, three-person episode in, like, a couple months.
Yeah.
We took some break just because I've been busy, the boys have been busy, doing all the things, planning all the stuff, having all the fun. Not really. I've just been doing a lot of work and shit. But we're back, and we're better than ever. But, guys, are you feeling Christmassy? Are you feeling holiday-y? For all of us, for all those non-Christmas celebrators out there,
you know I am. I'm always feeling holiday-y. It's always you holiday-ish. Know close to some holiday or other. So, it's yeah,
true.
Yeah,
Nolan, how about you?
Oh, I'm pumped. I love the holiday season. It is amazing. Starbucks has their specialty drinks back.
Nice. Ah, that's my favorite. What's your go-to?
It all depends. Sometimes a chestnut praline latte hits
that's
the spot.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Peppermint mocha you can never go wrong with.
That's fair.
But
I feel like it's kind of basic at this point.
Yeah.
Chestnut praline is like innovative. Mm-hmm. Logan, how about you? Fan of Starbucks drinks?
I've only been to Starbucks a handful of times, and I've never gotten anything too fancy. Usually just a black coffee, but I'm boring like that.
Well, get ready to feel that Christmas spirit as hard as you can, because we have quite the event coming up in just a little bit, which is the Matthew Morrison Grinch's Christmas. Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas will be the next NBC live musical. Now, gentlemen, how much have you heard about Mr. Morrison's debut role as your favorite fuzzy green fella?
I just know that it's happening, and that's enough to make me really sad.
That's understandable.
I saw a commercial for it, like, I want to say last week, a couple weeks ago, when they, like, kind of first announced it on TV and stuff. And I was like, oh, this could be cool. And then a couple days ago, I saw a commercial with him in costume, and I said, yeah, absolutely not. I've never been a fan of the live shows. The live shows I just hate with a passion.
Which is understandable.
and seeing, like, I love Matthew Morrison. I think he's fantastic. But that's not a good show to be doing.
It's weird because I feel like, I mean, the Grinch just in the show is like an extremely low bass part. Like, that's what it is. I don't think that's Matthew Morrison, right?
No, it is. He's playing the Grinch.
Oh, yeah, he's playing the Grinch.
It's him, but that's not his voice part.
No.
That's true.
I don't think.
Do we know? Have you seen the Grinch musical? I thought this was a new concept.
It's not entirely new. It's not entirely original. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
But I know that it's like, it's like, I'm pretty sure Patrick Page originated it. So it's kind of.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So that's the.
Yeah, that's low.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I think there's still time to call it off. I think, you know, the Carey version was a mistake. The Cumberbatch version was a mistake. The Morrison version is absolutely going to be a mistake. Why even try? Call it off now. Save yourself the embarrassment. That's my stance.
It seems that Matthew Morrison maybe agrees with you. Because I'm taking a look at an article from the New York Post where Matthew Morrison, during a rehearsal, turned to his co-star, Boo Boo, who is Boo Boo? I don't know. And said,
Boo Boo?
This is...
Wait, I'm sorry. Was that the character? Is that a one name?
I think it's the character.
Okay.
But I didn't know there was a character named Boo Boo in the country. Anyway.
I don't know.
Apparently, it says, Morrison, 42, who plays the titular role in NBC's telecast, turned to his co-star and said, this is probably the closest we're ever going to get to working in a theme park. Which, like, if you're talking about, like, a nationally, like, televised musical event,
oh my God.
That's probably not, like, the best start. Like, the best press for it is to be like, yeah, this is on par with, like, fucking Hershey Park Universal Studios looking ass entertainment.
Right. It's like what theater kids do, like, over the summer.
Yeah, exactly. It's what, like freshmen
and
in college.
And I say that fully knowing, like, we're three theater nerds on this call right now. But
yeah,
yeah, it's yeah, that's probably not the best for Matthew and Boo Boo. Yeah,
the Disney. Hey, don't even come for the Disney College Program.
Yeah,
Disney College Program is a step above working at Six Flags and dressing as fucking Scooby Doo every day. Anyway,
yeah, I think this is doomed. It's not going to be good. I think everyone. I don't know if there's anyone who's expecting it to be good. Like,
there. Okay.
People are praying that it's good because they want something in the Christmas, like, holiday season, but they know it's going to be so bad. They're just hoping that it's somewhat decent.
I guess. Dennis O'Hare is playing old Max. Max being the dog.
Yeah.
There's a quote here that says, it follows the books, but the biggest change in the retelling is that Max speaks. So he has a much bigger role, which, like, what is he gonna say? Like, I feel like that turns the whole fucking tide of the show. Like, if Max can just be like, if he's like, here, I'm gonna tie this horn to your head, and he's like, no the fuck you're not. I think the fuck not, sir.
You know...
You will not be attaching anything to me.
You just know Max is going to say fuck at least once in this live production. And if he doesn't...
Where are they going to give it to him? Where's he... He gets one. Where does Max say, in your mind, where does Max say fuck in this production of The Grinch?
It's when he puts the big-ass horn on Max's head and it just slowly tilts and falls over and it just hits the ground. Fuck.
Fuck!
I'm thinking what.
That's exactly what I need.
So I just watched the movie a couple of days ago. Do you remember when they're in Whoville and the engines run out and they have to tie Max to the front of the sled to run it the whole way up the hill? That's when he says fuck. Without a doubt.
Yeah. Ah, fuck.
Ah, fuck. Oh, this is so hard. Oh, God, I hate this.
I do love all of the memes. Like, if you could put one F word in, like, this Marvel movie or something, or like this animated Disney movie, you know, and Mufasa's just falling and he's like, oh fuck. You know? You just random times you add it in. I love this stuff.
But they only say it once.
I just can't fucking every other wait verse is to be king.
Yeah. Yeah, it just were one of the verses. Song is that. Everyone sits forward and...
Yeah, exactly. They did some good ones with Lord of the Rings the other day. Where it was like, you have my sword and my bow and my fucking axe. She's like, all right, cool.
That's nice. That's nice one.
I have no fucking memory of this place. It's Gandalf when he's in the fucking Mines of Moria. That's good.
Who could forget? I could forget. I don't remember any of those movies. I think I watched them when I was really little and then never again.
That's understandable. Okay. Enough.
Are we starting off with it?
I think, yeah.
There's a pretty special thing.
There is a pretty special thing. As you've almost certainly surmised, this is an advice podcast.
Almost certainly. I mean...
Almost certainly.
Yeah.
And for the first time, so generally our method is we take methods from the Yahoo Answer service, and we answer them as best as we can, and we do little jokes. We also have an email, twistedmugmedia@gmail.com, if you want to send us a question. And for, I think, the first time that we are ever posting it, because we did have a question from a listener once before in a never released episode, which I believe, Logan, that was your mom.
I don't remember that.
I think your mom sent in a question like a long time ago.
Thanks, oh, yikes.
That's cringe. That's cringe content.
You're welcome for that memory.
Thank you, mom.
Thank you, mom. We have our first listener email. Here's the question. Hey, boys, with a Z.
You don't. You're gonna probably give yourself. So, spoiler alert. I looked ahead at this. I don't know why I said spoiler alert. It was, I guess, a spoiler for me in the past. Sure. But I did look ahead at this. You're going to have an aneurysm if you try to
read it.
Like, word
I'm
for
gonna
word.
I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it? All right.
I'm going to do it.
It, like, restarts halfway, and I'm pretty sure it was, like, a talk-to-text kind of deal.
Possibly.
I know this is, like, a while since we've done this, but who's the person's name? I got to know.
We'll cover that at the end.
Yeah.
Hey boys, I was recommended this podcast by a friend of mine, and I heard you're getting on the Gideon Starfucker episode that you've never received a user question. That may have changed, but whatever. So I thought I would ask you guys for advice. My boyfriend is into a lot of the chi-chi things. What is a chi-chi thing?
You'll find out later when it restarts, and that's correct.
Think Star Wars, League of Legends, Pokemon, etc. I was recommended by a friend of mine, and I heard you're getting Starfucker episode. You've never received
not
a question.
The episode.
That may have changed, whatever. Yes. Shout out to our Gideon Star Puncher Alfred episode.
Yeah. Shout out to Ed, aka Gideon Star Puncher Alfred.
Thank you so much, Ed Ellipsis. That's his @ on Instagram. If you want to go follow him, great guy. So I thought I would ask you guys for advice. My boyfriend is into a lot of geeky things. Think Avengers Day, just Avengers. Avengers, League of Legends, Pokemon, etc. Now, I like my fair share of nerdy shit, but I have no clue about some of these topics. My question is, how do I talk about these topics with my partner without having to know about them? Can you give me some lines I could say to my boyfriend that will make him swoon with my knowledge about Star Wars that I don't have? Thanks in advance, love the show. Best Clueless Surlfriend? It's with a C. Clueless Surlfriend in California.
Girlfriend.
Well.
Okay, Surlfriend.
Well, Surlfriend.
All right, Surlfriend.
You've come to the right place. Although I think that your next stop may want to be the grammar police, as I think they could assist you.
Wow. Roasted.
Boom, roasted. Yes, Nolan.
So I looked up Chi-Chi. It's a Dragon Ball Z.
I know who Chi-Chi in Dragon Ball Z is. But I don't think that's what they were referring to.
Well, so the second time through, it says geeky. So I would guess that they said Chi-Chi into the phone.
Maybe they know a lot about Dragon Ball Z, and their phone was like, they gotta be talking about Chi-Chi.
Siri's like, oh, goddamn, this guy's always talking about Chi-Chi.
Hey, hey!
Siri's an Italian man.
Was that Snip the Tip?
No, it was Siri. Different characters, different voices. I know how to do more than one voice.
That's good.
Do you?
You have a promising career in voice acting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this, so...
We've roasted this user enough.
Which so now we, it's time to help. Sorry, friend.
Now it's time to help. We appreciate you sending in a question. Thank you so much for listening to the show.
Yeah, seriously. This is honestly great.
This is unprecedented.
Yes.
I would say all three of us are fairly big nerds in one way or another. But probably Logan and I more so than Nolan. You know, we each have an area of expertise. How do we help this person not have to actually know about any of this shit? I mean, my first instinct was like Tumblr. Was just like, go on Tumblr, see what all the fans are saying, all the GIFs and the hashtags and what have you. And then just repeat those and pray he doesn't make like a counter reference. Like if you say you pull like a, in your arrogance, you killed her or something. And he goes, no, and you don't know what he's talking about. That's going to look bad on you. That's not going to go over super well, I don't think. So tread lightly with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would say, yeah, I mean, like, there are certain memes, especially with Star Wars, like, especially with the prequels, I feel like, they just sort of circulate, and, like, that's all anyone will meme on, like, the Star Wars subreddits for, like, months. And so it'll just be, like, two straight months of, hello there, which is, you know, honestly great. So if you say hello there in your best Ewan McGregor impression, that's something that's sure to get him.
That's a good one.
Or, you know, jokes about sand, saying I don't like sand. Memorize the I don't like sand line from Anakin.
Monologue.
There's a good one.
Entirely.
Entirely, yes.
Yes, in its entirety. That would be very good.
So what were some other of the things? So there's like Star Wars.
Yeah, well, there was Avengers Day.
Avengers,
Chi-Chi,
League of Legends, Pokemon. I mean, I don't play League of Legends, but I mean, I'm sure that there's probably some references to that. I guess Dragon Ball, if we're talking about Chi-Chi things. Just memorize the Wikipedia page for Chi-Chi. you can be like, she was first mentioned in Dragon Ball when they went to fight the Ox King. And she was off looking for Master Roshi. And then he'll be like, wow, you sure do know a lot about this one character in Dragon Ball. Do you know what the rest of that meant? And you can say, no, I do not. so once again, not the best strategy.
So something I just thought of with Pokemon, like, there's not, like, too much to know with
Pikachu.
Pokemon. Yeah, if you, like, know the, like, it's just called first generation, I'm assuming.
Yeah, the first gen. Like, the original 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you just, like, know, like, 10 of them, and trust me, playing Pokemon Go will help you.
That's true. Download Pokemon Go.
Download Pokemon Go and just play it. You're going to make your boyfriend happy because you know some things. And it's also just really fun.
It's not.
I really like it. Okay, don't listen to Logan.
Don't listen
to me and Brendan.
Listen to us. It's a very fun game.
If I could give real advice, because I think I actually have a good ass answer for how to handle this situation.
Go for it.
My girlfriend is not as, or I'm sorry, my girlfriend is
your girlfriend.
Like, she's not quite as into, like, you know, the stuff that I am. You know, she likes Star Wars, but like not, you know, quite as like in depth and like as much analysis as I do, and like she's not as into like Marvel and DC and these things. So what she does that makes me feel like I'm just the greatest person in the world is she just, like, listens. Like, if I get going on some train about the Avengers movies, she'll just, like, listen, and she's like, yeah, that's really cool. I like hearing you talk about it. So as long as you're affirming that you like hearing your boyfriend talk about it, then you're fine. You're fine. You're doing a great job as a sorrel friend.
I mean, as long as you're not there saying, like, you fucking nerd. You
fucking nerd? I don't care about this.
Yeah. You know? I feel like you're probably okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Act interested. That's the main thing.
Pretend to be interested, at least. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe you did say without having to know about them, so I have to assume that you are probably not super interested in whatever these things are. I guess, like, take some improv classes. Take some, learn how to yes and your boyfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when he's talking about the way that, I just, every nerdy reference that I had just flew away in
just
that
just leaves
moment.
The mind.
When Mario goes to the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah, you know, when he's talking about how much Mario would have to save in order to retire over the course of the 30-some-odd years that he's been a plumber, you just need to yes and him and be like, and what about Luigi? That's another good thing. Learn about, like, secondary and tertiary characters. Because the more you bring them up, the smarter that if, like, I assume that your boyfriend is probably, like, some kind of dude bro that, like, it quantifies knowledge with, like, social status. So as much as you can bring up just, like, tertiary Star Wars characters, like Porkins or something, I think he'll be really impressed.
Yeah, bring up Porkins, bring up Darklighter, you know, gotta have all this.
Bring
guy.
Up the Death Sticks guy from episode 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Fucking classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Did we help?
I think, you know what, most of the time we're like, fuck off, and then, you know, but I think this was actually some good advice.
That was some solid advice. This is what happens when people send us questions, we give solid advice.
Solid advice.
It may not be the funny answer, but it is the right answer.
The rest of this podcast will be funny.
The rest of this podcast will be fart jokes. Exactly. How about a Yahoo?
All right, let's do a Yahoo.
Let's move on. Thank you once again for your question, Sorrel Friend.
Yes, thank you, Sorrel
Friend. Thank you,
Sorrel Friend. It's time for Yahoo.
We're going to move on to Greener Pastures. So this one comes to us from a level 1 Yahoo Answers user named L. And L asks in the games and recreation section,
like the character from Death Note? Death Note movie?
Like the character from Death Note.
That we reviewed on CTP?
Yes. L asks,
silly.
What are most popular games, not video, for kids between 10 and 14 years old?
Okay.
Additional details.
What?
What are most popular games, not video, for kids between 10 and 14 years old?
That's it.
That's the Yahoo question.
Yahoo?
I don't know. Like, what? There are none. All 10 to 14 year olds just like...
do is play video games.
They just like video gaming on their phones. That's it.
I do wonder about that, because I remember being like 10 to 14. And like, you know, we would go outside and play army and like shoot airsoft guns at each other.
Capture the Flag is the fucking shit.
Capture the Flag is dope.
Absolutely amazing game.
You know, that's a good one. Make up your own game. You know, find some random objects. A really fun one that we used to do is throw shit at other shit, potentially at each other, potentially dangerous things. We would oftentimes, you know, some, like, you could find like a nice like scrap yard, and then just like throw rusty metal at each other. Yeah. You know, you could find some nails and just kind of hurl them at each other.
What the hell? Did you grow up in like a Tragic Character's industrial middle America backstory? What is happening right now?
I did. It's a post-apocalyptic novel.
All right.
Novel.
I mean,
10-year-olds are scrappers.
That's cool. Yeah. They form little gangs of 10-year-olds.
One half portion.
I'm guessing they would wear like cool jackets and goggles.
Oh, girlfriend. Say that. Whenever you offer your boyfriend dinner, say one half portion. That's all you gotta do, and it'll be hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good idea. Good idea, sore friend. Now, what? We were talking about what kids should do.
Games for kids.
Yeah, games for kids. 1-800 games for kids. I don't know. I think,
I would not call that number.
Yeah, I think you should make your own game. You should make, like, that song in the car commercial and go your own way. I think that's a good plan.
Gotta go my own way.
Not... I don't think that was right, but all right.
No, it's not. That's from High School Musical, like,
two. Probably two. I don't know. Probably two, because I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to give actual advice for once.
This episode is becoming too helpful. That's not...
I know. I don't like it. I'm going to give good advice and bad advice. You guys pick which one's which. So number one, Uno. That's not video. You have like Monopoly. I call it Settlers. People call it Catan.
Catan.
I call it Settlers. So that's the bad advice. The good advice, have them chase after cars. They'll get exercise. That's a fun game. Try not to get hit. Like,
try not to get hit.
For the entire group. You have a three-year-old, throw them out in the street.
You could.
Like,
and what's nice about that is that there are really varying levels of difficulty. Like, for example, you could be, like, you know, just on your, you know, on the street, you know, outside, you know, in your residential, your average residential suburban area, where, you know, you get a car every couple minutes, and, or you could just fucking go to the highway and just kind of run around there and, you know, see what happens. So there's a, and there's a wide range of those in between. I think this is a great idea for kids of all ages. You can really, you can choose your own difficulty. You can customize that. That's what the kids love, you know?
So kind of like what Brendan said earlier, create your own game. Have a scoring system. If you dodge a sedan, that's 1 point.
Yeah.
Like, everybody can dodge a sedan.
You dodge an SUV.
You dodge an SUV, you get 2. Minivan, 3. Redneck truck, 4. And if you dodge an 18-wheeler, that's 5 points.
Yeah, that's a pretty big get.
Yeah, and if you die in the process, you lose all your points and you have to start over.
You start at the beginning. Exactly.
You start over in hell.
Playing this game, by the way, we should say, playing this game will land you
directly to hell.
Yeah.
It breaks all of the Ten Commandments at once.
Yep. Just bottom circle.
Adultery. Time out. Adultery.
God looks at this game and he says, I don't even need to, like, look at the list anymore to see what you did. I'm just sending you straight to the boiler room of hell.
This is all of them. This is, you did the worst thing imaginable.
You did the worst one. You think played of, in traffic.
I want you to close your eyes and imagine, like, the worst person in human history. And then God looks at that person, and he looks at people who play this game, and he just says, nah, forget those crimes against humanity. The person who jumped in front of a car all the way down.
They call it Beelzebub's game.
He, like, old he gives like Stalin a phone call. Gives Stalin a phone call saying, "Hey, you might be coming up to heaven real soon. We have some people going.
You've
down.
Been promoted.
Got McRoom."
The problem I see with this is that kids are actually, like, doing this shit. Like, every time I'm out driving, there are always fucking kids playing on the road. And I don't know why, because when I was, like, I sound...
It, you know what? Old. It's probably the post-apocalyptic industrial wasteland that you live in.
That's
They're
fair.
Probably foraging for materials so
yeah,
they can
like,
build
please,
a shack.
Please hit us so that we can be freed from this lifetime of servitude.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm not sure what... Like, you're in... We're in the same town right now.
Yeah.
How is your experience so much different from mine?
I don't know. Does this not happen where you are that you're just like driving your car and kids are just like in the road?
No.
Like, and I'm just like, Nolan is nodding his head. Yes. No, he's not. Maybe this is just, you have like well-behaved children in your area, Logan, but I swear fucking the worst part is when like I'm driving and there are kids just in the middle of the road, dicking around. And like the parent sees me driving up and like gives me the evil eye for just driving my car. And I'm like, but I'm like, your kids are like that. Like your kids are where they're not supposed to be.
I think
like my car is where it's supposed to be.
I think most of the driving I do is like on the highway at the moment. So that's probably.
You don't see kids there?
No, but they should be there because this game is so fun.
They should play this game so they can go meet the devil.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's because kids are stuck in the house and they're getting sick of video games so much. the resorting to other games outside.
Resorting to
like how like we grew up and stuff. So, what's L?
L.
Tell your kids to do this shit. And Searlfriend, when you get kids, they better be doing this.
Yeah. I like to think that L was, you know, just like, this was asked 6 months ago, so, you know, still, like, beginning of pandemic, was just like, I have had enough of my fucking kids playing video games all day. How do I throw them into the street and, like, find a way for them to mysteriously disappear? It's our game, L.
Send them to wherever Brendan's living, and the kids can just forage for themselves.
Exactly. And you won't have to deal with your kids ever again.
They'll just be like...
That's first-degree murder.
Yeah, it's premeditated.
That's premeditated.
They'll just be, like, foraging for, like, cans of peas that are that have been, like, left in the rubble.
Rubble, rubble.
Oh my God, is that the Hamburglar?
That's the Hamburglar. He's here.
Oh my God, he's here.
He just did a drive-by.
he left, yeah.
He left. A drive-by shooting.
Damn, wow.
Jesus Christ.
A drive-by rubble, rubble.
Rubble, rubble.
Oh, no. Brendan, what happened to that burger that you were eating?
It has a bullet in it now. It's torn to shreds.
That's not his job. Said, I thought he burgled.
I know.
Hamburgers, not a shooter.
He's upgraded. He said, if I can't have them, no one can.
You went a pretty weird direction with that joke, but I mean...
Yeah, I did.
All right.
Have you guys ever tried to play a computer at Monopoly?
No.
It is the most frustrating shit in the world.
Do you count, like, Xbox and PlayStation Monopoly?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, it is so annoying.
There's just so much... It makes me realize how bad I am at Monopoly. I'm just like, maybe I'm not as good at this game as I thought I was.
And the computers are working for, like, Remax Realtors and, like, auctioning off their properties every fucking round. It is so annoying.
I'm just like, I don't even know
how to do that. Like, holy shit, give me a chance.
How do you do that? I didn't even know there was a button.
I got Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, exactly. I have $5. I have $5 in my bank account. Well, I think we helped Elle enough. How about we play everybody's favorite game, my favorite and yours?
Could it be BuzzFeed?
Could it be Brendan? It's time for BuzzFeed or Brendan.
I'm not allowed to sing it anymore.
You're not allowed to sing it anymore. Welcome back to BuzzFeed.
I'm glad you
or Brendan.
Finally figured that out, like 8 episodes after I made this jingle.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
You
could have just used mine.
No.
No.
No, we couldn't have.
No.
Why not?
Because no.
I warm up before every episode. I do my scales.
No.
I do my intervals.
No.
I practice.
Listen to me. No. Come on, buddy. No. Come on.
Don't call me Noel.
So, BuzzFeed or Brendan. How this show works. I have 4 different BuzzFeed headline articles. Which are, you know, BuzzFeed writes some pretty crazy stuff. 3 of them are real. 1 of them is fake. And it is up to these boys to determine which of these I have written. So, let's get into it. Title number 1. Pretend prom is coming up, and we'll tell you what you should wear. Number 2. Stephen King answered all 21 of these questions right on Jeopardy. Can you? Title 3. Pick some fall things, and we'll tell you if you're more woke than J.K. Rowling.
It'd be hard not to be.
Title 4. Promise not to freak out when we correctly guess your relationship based solely on your taste in rom-coms.
Can I just say something? Stephen King only answered 21 Jeopardy questions correctly. Was he like sitting at home and like tallying which ones he got correct, and it was up to 21? He's like, oh fuck,
I don't know.
Gotta send to BuzzFeed.
I gotta text this to BuzzFeed. Only got 21.
Shit, only got 21.
Did they like give him drugs during the thing? Like what was wrong with him? He's Stephen fucking King.
I don't know.
He's always on drugs.
Mm. So, okay, that one seems so weird. Brendan, if you came up with that one, I have no clue how you arrived at that. How you arrived at 21 questions Stephen King got right on Jeopardy. My inclination. Can you read the third one again?
Yes. Pick some fall things, and we'll tell you if you're more woke than J.K. Rowling.
I think that might be what I'm leaning towards.
Okay, so first one was prom.
Yes.
Second one was, repeat that one.
Stephen King. Stephen King answered all 21 of these questions right on Jeopardy. Can you?
J.K. Rowling, and then rom-coms. Okay.
I think rom-coms could very easily exist. The prom one, one could very easily exist.
Brendan has done
this. I know.
Where he picks like the most BuzzFeed-like shit. Were there any big words in any of them? Because BuzzFeed doesn't know big words.
No.
That's true.
Not really.
Is rom-coms all capitalized?
It's actually all lowercased.
Okay. BuzzFeed would capitalize the R.
Would they? Would they?
I'm going rom-coms.
You know what? Okay. I'm also going to go rom-coms, but for a different reason, and I'll explain why after. We'll see if we're right. But yeah, I'll lock in rom-coms.
All right. You're both wrong.
God damn.
It was the J.K. Rowling one.
Oh, fuck. All right, what I was thinking about was when you read them, you changed tone a lot for the fourth one. And then it was like way more over the top. It was like, we can guess what you're, you know, what whatever the phrase was. But it was a lot more enthusiastic. So I was thinking maybe he's trying to goof that one up to make it seem. But it was J.K. Rowling.
It was.
My instinct.
You should have gone with your gut. Your instinct was correct.
Nolan, you've soiled my record again.
Dude, okay. BuzzFeed is like big on their like romance. So I would have sworn they would have capitalized the R in rom-coms. Unless if Brendan just like typed it over and didn't copy and paste it.
No, I
got it. Is that what you do?
I copy and paste.
What, and they didn't capitalize the R?
I guess.
Disgusting.
Unless this was one that I copied
poor
like,
Stephen
my notes
King.
Or something. I don't know.
Stephen
I don't
King only
gave
21 questions?
I guess.
Yeah, that's all.
Someday I want to do a full BuzzFeed or Brendan episode where it's just everyone that has played BuzzFeed or Brendan in like a tournament, like round by round, we see whoever has the lowest amount of points drops out, and then it'll go to like just round by round, each person drops until we have a definitive BuzzFeed or Brendan champion.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's coming someday.
It's gonna be Logan.
I don't know. I've been on a losing streak.
I've gotten like two. I'm like 2-5 right now. I'm looking like my fantasy football team. That's a joke for Floyd when he's listening later on.
Hey, Floyd, I hope you laughed at that. You weird bitch.
I'm like 2-10 on my fantasy team right now. I'm not doing well. But that's besides the point.
Well, another, unsuccessful round, but successful in the comedy sense.
I would say so. You know, that thank you for joining us for BuzzFeed or Brendan. That BuzzFeed or Brendan really, really wore me out, you know? I think I might need to take a trip to the moon. That I mean the bathroom.
Oh.
So I'm gonna head out.
Alright. That's fine.
But you guys keep going without me.
Yeah, we surely will.
Bye.
I mean, Nolan, as long as it's just the two of us, I guess we can, you know, get started on the next question. If you'd like, I can read it. I've got it right here.
All right.
So, this is in the business and finance section. The question is, did I do the right thing as a manager? Additional details. I was thinking of a situation that happened a year ago when I was a manager at a popular pharmacy chain. Let's call them CVS. It doesn't say that in the question. Let's just dock CVS. Basically, the man came in upset because the pharmacy part of the store was closed. He was acting rather sporadically, and I was afraid he might be violent. So instead of threatening to call the police if he did not leave, I tried to calm him down so things didn't escalate towards violence. Okay, going with a non-violent MLK approach here. I did get him to calm down and leave, then calling and reporting the incident to the police. The man then called back the next day and made a bomb threat on the store. Police were called again, and they went to his house, but nothing came of it except that he was banned from the store. So my question is, did I handle it correctly? Should I have just threatened to call the police if he didn't leave, or was I right to try to calm him down since there was no risk of things escalating? I'm asking both as a professional and just as a person. I've been thinking about this recently. I like the idea that this incident with the bomb threat happened a year ago, and this person is like, who's there? Is someone knocking?
Yes. Yes, I would like to come in if you don't mind.
Oh. I mean, we sort of mind. We're doing a podcast, but that's all right. Come on in.
Oh, I do love a good podcast.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I would love to sit down with you and have a bit of a chat. I'm quite a fan of these podcasts, as it were.
I'm afraid to ask, but who are you?
My name is Henry Waxworth Waxington III.
Yes!
My friends just call me Waxy, though.
I was so hoping that this was you. I believe we've met before, just a while ago.
Oh,
long, well, it long
could
time
have been
ago.
Many years ago. Yes. My memory is foggy.
Yes.
But perhaps an introduction is all in order?
Yes, Waxy? Waxy is it? May I call you Waxy?
It is. You may call me Waxy.
Waxy, would you tell us a little bit about yourself? What do you do on the regs?
I'm a duke of a far off kingdom, but I was overthrown many, many years ago. You see, it was back in the time of the Civil War, and I fled to America, where I hid in a storm cellar for hundreds of years, waiting to be reawoken as I was sealed in a chamber of amber.
How old are you?
Very.
Okay.
Very old.
Wait, you were sealed in amber, Jurassic Park style.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
They cracked me open and spit me out.
Oh, just like you were a little teapot.
Precisely.
Okay.
You see, my predecessors, we have many strange customs in my kingdom. Which include our tests of strength, if you will. It is, if we had an Olympic sport for my country, it would be our feats of strength, which determine almost every form of law. And this was how I was tricked out of my land and my riches. And it is, of course, the toothpick holding contest, in which we see who can hold a toothpick the straightest, the longest.
Wow.
And I lost. I was undefeated for many years, but I had to flee to America.
Was it?
They're most unfortunate.
I gotta ask, was it that you didn't hold it straight enough or long enough?
You know, it was. I was straight enough, but it just wasn't long enough.
Just couldn't.
I couldn't outlast my opponent, which was very unfortunate.
You just couldn't keep it up.
I couldn't keep it up for long enough. That is true.
Well.
And I did not hold it.
Sadie.
The straightest, the longest.
That's very interesting. What was your opponent's name, by the way?
My opponent's name was...
It's okay if you need a moment to just process this. I know it's probably very emotional to be dredging up this memory.
It's a very emotional story, yeah. Indeed. His name...
Take your time.
...was Lionel Englesworth... The 95th. He come from an old family. But the Englesworth have never been much for the game. He was assisted by a space wizard who stole my kingdom right out from under me. A space wizard known only as Diggledy Daggledy, the magical Baggledy.
No way. Diggledy Daggledy? Yes.
He did not agree with my ruling methods, and therefore sought to overthrow me.
Now.
And did.
I don't know if you know this. Diggledy Daggledy has actually been on this show before.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm here.
Oh.
Because I will not be outdone by Diggledy Daggledy, and I'm hot on his trail. You see, I'm the one that has sent the space police after him.
Okay, yeah, I that's putting a lot of dots together. I remember that the space police were chasing him. Mm-hmm. If you go back and listen to episode 15, the Suicide Squad Paradox. 17? 15.
Very good episode.
Very good
one. Very good episode other than Daggledy's appearance, of course.
I'm sure you didn't, yeah, I'm sure you disliked that.
I like the rest of it, though. It's very good. All the jokes about Suicide Squad and Ryan just not being able to come up with a good reference. It was a lovely time.
Yeah, quite enjoyable.
Yes, I would say so.
Well, this is certainly interesting. So you are an enemy of Mr. Daggledy.
There are some who would say that. That is the truth.
Wow. Well, I mean...
Oh, my name isn't Henry Waxworth Waxington III.
Wow. Well, this is certainly an interesting turn of events. Yeah, I'm not quite exactly sure where to go from here, but I mean, if you guys wouldn't mind just taking a quick break, I'm about to go to the bathroom, which is to say,
oh, yes,
go to the moon. I'm actually, there's a spaceship outside right now. I'm gonna go to the moon real quick. Yeah. So I'm just gonna,
okay,
just gonna blast off, and you know, I'll be back. I'll be back soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah. No worries. Nolan, maybe you could fill in Waxy on the question.
I saw the question. You don't need to read it again. It's a very long one.
Yeah, whoever picked that question, they're gonna
what
hear
a nub.
It from me.
Let's
what a nub.
Let's discuss. So there of course are many many different approaches to handling a situation such as this. In my country, we would have some kind of a duel. And perhaps it would involve holding it the straightest, the longest, or perhaps it would involve tying balloons to mice and also knives, and whichever one pops the other one's balloon first, that's who wins the duel. And the other one has to kill themselves by throwing themselves off the top of the church so they go straight to hell.
And what year was this? By chance?
I would say sometime in the early 1800s, late 1700s.
Okay.
We were not quite a civilized nation such as yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Now. I would beg to differ, old friend. Yes, perhaps you cannot see me, but it is I, Lionel Anglesworth, the 95th.
Lionel! Why have you come here?
Oh, no.
Don't you have my kingdom to run?
I do, but I've come to gloat.
How dare you? How dare you do this to me?
Now you see...
You make a mockery of this fashion.
Ever since I bested you in a toothpick-holding contest... I believed that a rematch was in order. Simply because I want to beat you again.
This time, you won't have any of your cheap tricks from your wizard friend.
No, I won't, and I've come to prove that I don't need Mr. Daggledy to best you.
Lionel, so we heard a little bit about you earlier from Mr. Waxy here. Duke. Ex-Duke Waxy. He survived by... He was in a blast and they cracked him open. And that was like 200 some years ago. So
He's
how
true.
Old are you, my good
I'm,
friend? And how did you survive?
I'm just old. I honestly don't know how it happened. There was no amber, there was no freezing chamber or anything like that. I'm just old.
No carbonite?
Nope, no carbonite. I'm about 200 years old.
No discernible age.
It's not worth keeping track at this point.
It's understandable.
It's not worth
it's been
it.
A long time.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
I wanted to prove, since some in my kingdom say that my victory over you was illegitimate, since I used the help of Diggledy Daggledy, the magical Paggledy, I would like to prove once and for all that I am able to best you in a toothpick-holding competition.
And to that I say, bring it on, as I waggled my eyebrows at you.
And to you I say, let's dance, you crazy train.
Ooh. As soon as I've bested you, I'm going to hunt down that space wizard and steal all of his Magic the Gathering cards.
And I'm going to get those Magic the Gathering cards back, and I'm going to play lots of Magic the Gathering.
Well... Oh, listeners, you're in for a treat today.
Nolan, would you be the judge?
I will be the judge. Okay, so I can see him right here on my iPad. I have both of them sitting
Hold on. I need to pick which toothpick I want to use. There's so many. So many.
Yes.
All right.
There are so many intricacies to a toothpick-holding contest. Which kind of wood do you use?
The perfect one.
Mine is perfecter.
I really doubt that. You wacky monkey.
Oh, you with your flippant insults. I always knew, Lionel, that this day would come, and my body has been honed like a weapon.
I hope that this day would come, you basement trash.
You train-riding flipper guild... That cough was part of the insult.
You stink. Like rotten meat. Like rotten meat, I say!
Well, you've bit off too much rotten meat than you can chew.
Okay.
You are a crumpled napkin soaked with toaster grease from an week-old empanada.
You are not worthy to lick the splinters off my lowest grade toothpick.
You are not worthy to lick Splinter from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Splinter would be lucky to have his fur groomed by me, Henry Waxworth Waxington III.
Splinter would be lucky to lick me.
Enough of this.
Enough of this.
We shall begin the contest.
I could not agree more.
Okay.
Nolan, count us down.
So, how long does this usually take? Like, are
hours and
to
hours.
Answer this question while you guys are
several
holding?
Hours. Okay. You may have to check back in on us.
It is a horrifying, exhausting competition. We will both be drenched in blood and sweat by the end.
Okay. So
we will go to a breakout room. And this will you can check in with us in a few episodes to see how the competition ended.
Yes,
make
indeed.
Sure to vote on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes, vote on Instagram and Twitter. Hit up this podcast at Twisted Mug Media on both of those platforms and tell us who you think should win this competition.
And now we go to our breakout room to begin the competition.
Goodbye, you sweet piece of ass. I call Nolan.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Lionel Richie. And goodbye, Waxy. Oh, okay, so I'm here all by myself because I have no clue where Brendan and Logan
back
went.
From the moon.
They went to the
I'm
moon.
Back from the moon.
Hey,
oh my god,
it's
I'm
fake.
Back from the bathroom.
It's fake, by the way.
Dude, oh, yeah. Totally fake.
You two missed the weirdest thing I've
no
ever
way,
experience.
What was it?
Do you know how last time when you guys left me for the moon, we had Shitty Jimmy and Juice Juggins, and I thought that was bad? Imagine, so, Logan, you met Waxy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great guy.
Yeah. You remember his little voice that he had?
What the fuck is Waxy?
It was kind of
Waxy
weird.
Was a guy who came. He's very old. He likes toothpicks.
Oh. Okay. That sounds like it about sums up that character.
Yep, that's basically all.
And then, Logan, when you left, we had Lionel, don't know the rest of his name. Lionel Richie. I'm gonna call him from now on. Lionel something.
Englesworth, the 95th.
Yeah, that sounds
right. I know that guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really old.
Yeah.
He has no discernible age.
I failed European history in high school, so I don't remember the name.
That's okay.
But yeah, when you guys left and they came in and they went to a breakout room and they're holding toothpicks.
Okay. Oh, I do see we have a breakout room. That's fun.
Well, I mean, I guess they're just going to be there for a little while.
Yeah, it sounds like a couple episodes.
Yep. Yeah, sounds like a several episode arc we've got going on here.
Oh, we love side quests. But anyways, so Brendan, I will catch you up on the question very quickly. Basically, we have this employee of a non-disclosed pharmacy.
I've read the questions. Gosh, that's the one thing
I want to say about it. I haven't gotten a chance to talk about it.
Yes, you've been interrupted.
It happened a year
times.
Ago. It happened a year ago, and she's still up at night thinking about it. And how long ago was
six
the
months?
Post? Six months. So, it's been a year and 6 months, and she probably still hasn't gotten an answer from anybody.
Well,
and she's still up at night wondering if she did the right thing.
Do you want to know if she had any answers?
Yes, give me the answers.
But continue with what you were saying.
I work in retail. I think you did the right thing. Next time, I would have shoved a bottle of melatonin down his throat.
Mm.
So he would have just went to sleep in the middle of CVS or Rite Aid or another undisclosed pharmacy.
Walgreens.
And just passed out.
Let's name all the pharmacies we know.
Okay. CVS.
Yeah, actually, I think that's all I know.
Walmart pharmacy. Mm.
Target's got a pharmacy, I think.
Wise pharmacy.
I believe Target does as well.
Yeah, a lot of places.
Let's say Target.
A lot of like the big stores. I think Costco has a pharmacy as well.
Oh yeah,
yeah. There's a pharmacy.
I listened to that podcast you told me about for a while. They just talked about pharmacies.
That's my favorite.
It wouldn't be a Stopway Whoa without one of those.
Without one of those. How about, some of the answers, most of them are saying, you did the right thing, but an anonymous user said, no, you did not handle it properly. You almost caused the store to get bombed. He was upset. Not the first customer to be upset, and who wouldn't be at a pharmacy? You'd expect to be able to get your drugs there. You calmed him down and he left. You should have left it at that. If you worked for me, I'd fire you promptly.
That's definitely the guy. That is definitely the guy.
Dude, I was totally going to do it.
Scrolled through his Yahoo answers.
This guy sounds totally reasonable.
He's like, you handled this poorly.
And I love the fact that he's like, you should just be able to get your drugs there. It's like, we know
the
you
store
think
almost
that.
Got bombed, and he wasn't the first upset customer of the day. He was just wearing his nice green polo.
Yeah. Really he just was getting really specific. It's like, he combed his hair super good that day. And he had a mint. And
he even put on deodorant to go to the store. That's dedication.
He didn't.
And he had a face mask on.
This was a year ago. Yes. That wasn't necessary.
He didn't fart in your. I was gonna say he didn't fart in your store. He could have.
Well, maybe he did a little bit, but not that much.
And he didn't steal any gummy bears and condoms from you on the way out. Anyway.
Oh my god.
Did we help?
We helped. That's it. I'm done helping for today.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you wanna do another question or are we done?
Let's save it for another time.
I think we're all good. Alright,
let's save it for another time.
Yeah, we're at an hour.
Yeah, we're at an hour. We've helped enough today. Well, thank you so much for listening to our show Stop Wait What, our little show. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Once again, we're so happy that we have our first listener question. And if you want to ask us a question, you can email us at twistedmugmedia@gmail.com. I think that's the email, right?
Yep. Twistedmugmedia@gmail.com.
Yes. But Logan, would you like to tell us about the other shows on the network?
Of course I would. We have our flagship show, the Weekly Cinema Talk Podcast, our long-form movie review podcast. There's the CTP Movie Journal, our miscellaneous short-form movie podcast featuring the best of list. Stop, Wait, What? That's this one. Back in Style, our newcomer-friendly episodic review of Twin Peaks, Twisted Mug Mysteries, your one-stop shop for everything spooky and occult, Octo Island, our extended universe Star Wars podcast series, and I Might Play That, our video game review podcast.
Kind of like what Brennan said earlier, if you have a question for Stopway What, if you have a movie recommendation or a game recommendation for either CTP or I Might Play That, you can email us at twistedmugmedia@gmail.com. You can also DM us on Twitter and Instagram at Twisted Mug Media. Make sure to give us a follow on those. And make sure you subscribe to us on Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yep, and also if you like movies, you can go on Letterboxd and check out the Cinema Talk Podcast Letterboxd page. We post all of our all the movies that we review on that podcast. We post, you know, our rating, our combined average rating for the episode. And also in the bio there will be the links to the host individual accounts so you can see what we are watching in our free time.
That just about does us.
Yeah. That's about it. Is anything else that you want to plug? Logan, do you want to plug your
I'll
cut this.
Holy shit. No, yeah, I had totally forgotten. So I've been doing a lot of work recently. I've been pretty busy with this. It's gonna be really cool. But on Good Morning America, on ABC, on Christmas morning, you will be able to see me and my college a cappella group performing two of our Christmas songs. One of them is a new arrangement by me. So that's pretty exciting. I'm really excited for that. We've all been working really hard to get in our recordings, get in our videos and stuff. And, we got some really cool, people putting it together. It's going to sound really nice and should be fun. I'll probably be plugging that on like all the other podcasts that are coming up.
So definitely check out for that from Logan. It's going to be a super cool thing to see on Christmas morning.
Yeah. And if you don't want to wake up early on Christmas morning, you can always record it.
Hey. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Stop, Wait, What. We hope you've enjoyed it. Once again, I am Brendan.
I'm Logan.
And I'm Nolan.
And we will see you later. Bye.
Stay spooky, friends.
Recording.
I'm recording.
Okay.
I am recording too.
Alrighty then. Let's get lubed up and ready to ship.
Absolutely delectable.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Great.
I got a long one for you boys today.
I get a long one for you every day.
Ayo. Hey, I'm kind of a big dill.
Jesus Christ. Nice pickle mug, noob. Pickle. All right, here we go.
Anyway, cold open.
I definitely won't be able to make it through this one. I'm going to
try. Try your hardest.
Try my darndest. Nope.
Come on, you can do
Not
it.
That time.
In you.
Just tried it once. It wasn't that.